You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This past Tuesday, people in different parts of the world, but especially in New Orleans, celebrated what is known as Fat Tuesday, where they go out and party and do all kinds of things, because the next day is Ash Wednesday, which starts the period of Lent, where many people fast or pray or give up something for in preparation for the celebration of the memory of the death, burial, and the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to ask today, should Christians fast? Is this just a Catholic thing? And of course, you know, one of the things that's common, that you see common, is that Catholics will fast one day a week. But they don't really fast many times. Many times they still eat food. They just don't eat what is what they call meat or red meat. They actually eat fish that day. And that's one reason you'll see different places having fish fries on Friday, because to accommodate the Catholics that don't want to eat meat or are fasting from red meat that day. So we're going to just start talking about fasting and just ask the question, should Christians fast? Is this just a Catholic thing? And should fasting be done just during this period of time, during Lent, or is it something that we should actually do on a more regular basis, or not necessarily based on a certain time? Is it something that we should do? And we're going to look at the Bible for the answers. And we're probably not going to, definitely in this sermon, not going to cover everything there is to cover concerning fasting. But this is something that we definitely will be covering in later sermons as well. But as we look at and as we explore this topic, should we fast? We first, again, look at the Bible and we go to the words of Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, we read, "Moreover," this is the words of Jesus, "moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Now, you know, they're really, I don't think Jesus was really disparaging, putting on sackcloth or ashes or anything like that. Because there are many times in the Bible, and you can read about these. We'll read about these, maybe not today, but in future sermon series or future sermons on this topic, we'll read about some of the times, and we have read about some of the times where there was a call for national fasting and prayer, and there was humiliation. You can even look at the story of Jonah. You know, Jonah was called by God to go to Nineveh to preach and call them to repent. But he didn't want to go because he knew that God was merciful, and that if they actually listened to what he said and repented, that God would have mercy on them. And Nineveh was a wicked city, and they weren't a part of Israel. Jonah wanted God's judgment, and he knew that if he went there and called them unto repentance, that they might listen and they might repent. And and that they would actually, that God would actually have mercy on them. Imagine that, a preacher that was afraid of preaching the word of God to people that were sinners that needed to repent because he was afraid that they would, if they repented, that God would have mercy on them. That obviously was the wrong attitude for Jonah to have. But the people of Nineveh did repent, and they repented in sackcloth and ashes. And there are many other examples throughout the Bible of people that repented in sackcloth and ashes. But one of the things that you see in the Old Testament and the New Testament is that there's a difference in the heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
You need A Faster PC.
That's right, we are back and ready to answer your computer questions here in the shop, ready to work on computers as well. And we're here. We want to let you know that we're here. And hey, we're here to answer your questions as well. You know, this is a great opportunity. I mean, you don't have to, you know, wait till the end. Some people wait till the end, and that's okay. You know, you can wait till the end if you want to wait till the end. But we're here right now, and you can actually help. You can actually get your computer question answered. This is what we want to help you do. We want to help answer computer problems, help you resolve computer problems, and that's what this show is all about, A Faster PC, live technical support. And, you know, we want to help you We want to help with your various issues that you might be going through, and help you resolve your computer problems. And this is what we do here at a Faster PC Live technical support, and of course in the shop we also are constantly in the shop and on site and remote support. We're constantly solving computer and technology problems, and we're doing this on a day in day out basis. So one of the things, of course, as we're answering questions, the question can be on any topic that's computer related or technology related, which doesn't just limit itself to computers. Sometimes it's a router, sometimes it's a smartphone, sometimes it's a tablet, sometimes it's a smart TV. You might have a smart thermostat. You know, there are locks. We've installed locks for customers that are smart. They actually can connect to the internet. Imagine that. A lock that can connect to the internet. Well, you know, you might think, well, why would you want that? Well, what if you want to actually turn the lock? What if you want to actually unlock the house when you're away from the house, or lock the house when you're away from the house, or if you're not sure where you lock the house, make sure it's locked. You know, and you might think, well, why would I want to unlock the house? Well, what if you have a neighbor that needs to get into your house because maybe you forgot something, or maybe your neighbor is walking your dog, or something like that. Well, there are legitimate reasons why you might want to unlock your house remotely, or maybe, you know, a family member comes by and you're not home yet. Maybe you thought you were going to be home, but you're not home yet. You can unlock the house. You know, some people leave keys under the door. Well, you don't have to leave a key under the door in this case. You just use your smartphone app. So there are a lot of different ways, even smart AC thermostats. I talked about my smart drip irrigation system where I can, from my phone, I can irrigate. It also, by the way, knows when it's going to rain for the most part. It checks the weather and it sees, you know, the chance of rain, and it puts itself into a rain delay. You know, have you ever been driving down the road and you saw it pouring down rain and someone's sprinkler system on? Well, that's because they don't have a smart sprinkler system. But the smart technology is out there today where you can save money, and, you know, you can add convenience. You know, you're not overwatering, you're not wasting on things. And there are a lot of ways that you can save, and a lot of different types of technology, ways that technology is being used today. Smart speakers. I mean, we have a lot of customers. We even have a blind customer that has smart speakers in his house, and he can ask the speaker to play, you know, and these speakers, they're either from Amazon, which would be Alexa, or they're from Google. Those are the two predominant players. I think Apple has some smart speakers also, although you know, most of them are Google speakers or Amazon speakers. So, you know, he can ask the speaker to play a particular type of music, and the speaker does. This guy is a guy that is blind. He can't see, but he's able to, with his mouth, through voice, you know, through audible commands, ask the speaker to do things, and the speaker does things for him. We've been at homes where the customer will say, Alexa, add such and such to my shopping list, and Alexa is a shopping, you know, an assistant that adds that to the shopping list, whatever item it is. So, you know, there are different things that you can use this technology for, but, you know, and you may not be into all of it, that's okay, but whatever you are into, if you have technology questions, computer problems, technology problems, you can give us a call here at the station, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Another thing, we want to also just let you know that we do we're here to answer your questions. You can not only give us a call, but we also do have the live video going on at Facebook and at YouTube, and you can go over there.
you can type your questions into the comment section, and we can answer them there as well. We will be monitoring those. And it, throughout the week, you know, if you think about a question and, you know, maybe it's not something that's urgent, you know, if it's urgent, well, you know, our phone number in the shop is 772-878-5978. But if it's not urgent, you can wait till next Saturday to until a Faster PC Live support, live technical support. You could actually go over to our website. From our website, you can actually click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio on our Facebook page. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. We do have a post there where you can actually type your question into the post, into the comment section, and we'll actually answer that on the next edition of a Faster PC radio. And this is something that we want to be able to help you. We want to be able to answer your computer questions, answer your technology questions. And whatever your question is about, it doesn't have to be about any particular topic. So if we're talking about one particular topic, it can be about anything. One thing that I do want to just, we will be talking about today, pending questions, is, again, cybersecurity. So we've been talking a lot about cybersecurity. And one of the things that, it occurred to me, one of the things that we try to do in this show is we try to actually answer questions and explain things in such a way that you can understand. And I know that different people are on different levels. So we have some people out there listening that are actually IT administrators themselves. We have one gentleman that listens that runs, a computer department for a fairly large division of the county government, and he listens. So he's obviously very knowledgeable. There are other people that don't even have a computer, and there are people that tell us that they're not smart enough for a smartphone. So we have all different types of people listening. And we try to explain things in a way that people can understand what we're talking about. Now, one of the things that, when we're talking about a cyber attack or cybersecurity, you might think, well, what in the world does that mean? So what we're talking about is we're talking about really protecting your computer, your network, protecting the devices on your network, which in many cases are computers, but there's also, you also have routers, you have, again, these smart devices. It's important to make sure that, for instance, your Ring camera is secure so that hackers aren't getting into it. You might remember there was an issue with Ring cameras where hackers were actually getting into the camera, and they were actually even able to even audibly talk to people in the house, including cameras that were in the room of children, able to talk to the children in the house through hackers. So, what we're talking about with cybersecurity is we're talking about taking steps to make sure that type of thing doesn't happen, to make sure that your computer data is safe, to make sure that your computer data is not going to be compromised, that your network is not going to be compromised.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, and we are back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems and technology issues. We are here to really help you out with the technology issues that you may have, the questions that you may have. And one thing I do want to mention also, sometimes people think, well, you know, I don't really know enough to ask a question on this show. And that's not accurate, because all you need to know to ask a question is that you don't know the answer. Some people even call when they do know the answer, but they just call just to see whether I know the answer. Or maybe because they want you to know the answer. But whatever the reason, we can actually help you answer those those questions. And if you're, you know, you have a problem that is happening with your computer or maybe your printer or your tablet or your smartphone or any other device, if you have other devices in your house, and more people are getting these devices. And, you know, some of these things are, you know, you want to think about protecting this and, you know, protecting the things in your house, and how do you take steps to protect that? And is there a risk? You know, we talked in the last break, when we were talking about various devices, you know, and cybersecurity and how you protect things, we talked about the Ring cameras. And you may recall, and we talked about this in the last segment, the Ring cameras did have an issue where some hackers were breaking into the cameras. How were they breaking into the cameras? Well, the hackers were breaking into the cameras because the default password on the camera was password. And the end user wasn't changing the password. They were just leaving it as password because they figured, well, you know, it is easy. I can remember password, and I don't want to have to remember a password for this. So let's just keep it as password. Well, one thing that happens when the default password is password, I mean, there are legitimate reasons to want to know the default password. For instance, if you're searching, you know, if you're trying to set something up, maybe you don't have the instructions. Maybe you don't know how to, you know, what the default password is. So you actually go out and you search for what the default password is for this device, whether it's a printer, whether it's a copier, whether it's a camera system or a camera. And you're going to find websites that are going to tell you what the default password is. Well, not only can you do that as a legitimate person, but hackers can do that as well. And you know, this is something that you want to realize, is that not only, you know, again, hackers are out there, and you want to protect your network against them as well. So anyway, we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but right now, we're going to the lines. We have Bob on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Bob. How can we help you today?
Hey, Brian. Thank you.
Hi there.
Okay, how about now?
I can hear Bob fine. Is he having a problem hearing us?
Turn your radio down, Bob. Turn it down. You're on the phone, remember.
So just for our listeners out there, when you do make a call, you'll actually be fed audio through the phone system. So you can turn the radio down. If you're relying on your radio, you're actually going to hear what we say about 6 seconds after it's said, because there's a delay just in case someone gets on the radio and says something they shouldn't say. Cliff can press a button and get rid of what they said, and you don't even hear what they said. So Bob, are you with us? Can you what is your question? Can you hear Bob? Cliff, I heard him a little bit there, but
okay, yeah, he's I don't know what he's doing, but it's not working. He has to speak right into the phone so you can hear him and he can hear you.
Yeah, let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, now I can't hear you. I got to raise it up a little bit.
And when I raise it up too high, you hear it.
Yeah. So just Bob, we can hear you. So ask your question, and then you know.
Yeah, I talked to you a while back. I need you to come in here and get all my stuff on the Wi-Fi and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. I mean, we help on a regular basis. We help customers. We go into homes and into businesses, configure the wireless, and there are, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of devices that can connect to the internet. Of course, most people, you know, they'll either have a phone or a tablet or a computer or a printer, Those are pretty common devices, but more and more people are getting other devices like smart televisions. A lot of your newer DVD players, Blu-ray players, can connect to the internet, and then you can actually play YouTube videos or Netflix videos or Amazon Prime, other types, maybe Roku, other types of things. So yeah, we can definitely.
Everything you're saying is true.
Yeah. So we can help.
I think this is the future of your business.
Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of it, you know, because again, we have customers that have smart garage door openers, more and more. The thing is, your garage door, you know, if you're listening out there, you might say, "Well, my garage door is not smart. I just push a button and it opens." Well, but the next one you buy, there's a good chance it's going to be a smart garage door opener. Now, it's not going to be connected automatically, but it could be connected. And then if it is connected, then there are certain settings that you might want to make to actually make sure that it's protected, to make sure that you can access it. With a smart garage door opener, you could open it from your app. But there's some other things that we might want to do to actually, ask you, there's some preferences, but by default, some of these preferences, you're giving other people permission for things like Amazon. We have a customer that has a smart garage door opener. By default, Amazon has permission to open their garage door and bring the packages inside the garage. Well, that may be fine and dandy. It may actually help you. It may be beneficial. You may want that. But you know what? That may also make you uncomfortable that Amazon can do that. So those are preferences. But if you don't know that and you don't know how to change the setting, well, you might need some help, and we can definitely help with that. So, Bob, if you need help or anyone else needs help, our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978, and we do this type of thing. We can do this at homes, at businesses. When you think about some of these devices, some people, I know there are people out there thinking, well, why in the world would you want that? We talked about a smart thermostat. Why would you want a smart thermostat? Well, let me tell you something. The smart thermostats can save you a lot of money because they're smart. You can actually configure a temperature that you want your house to be at when you're not home. And the smart thermostat will actually know when you're not home. How does it know? Well, it doesn't, you're not walking past the thermostat. If it doesn't sense any activity, anyone walking past the thermostat, and there's also sensors that you can put in various rooms, if no one's moving around the house, it knows no one's there, and it can actually kick the AC up so that you're not powering and cooling the house as much when you're not there, and that can save you money.
You're going to make more money off of this than you do on computers.
Well, there's a good chance of that because, we do repair a lot of computers. We make computers faster, so on and so forth. But, sometimes people need some help with getting some of these devices set up, getting them working. There are many benefits to many of these devices, and a lot of customers are also now they're going to where they're cutting the cable. And what are we talking about? Or cutting the cord? What are we talking about there? Well, we're talking about not the umbilical cord. Hopefully, that's already been cut for the people that have been born. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about the cable TV cord. So a lot of people are doing that. Well, when you do that, a lot of times you want to go to a streaming service and you want to be able to stream Amazon Prime, or you want to be able to stream Netflix, you want to be able to stream Hulu or some of the other services that are out there. Well, we actually help people get those set up in their house. And we've done some shows on some of those, and you can actually go back in our archives and watch those. But we can help with any of that. And so, Bob,
I broadcast, I brought a cutting cord up to you about a year ago.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So basically, I live in a condo, and I have three small TVs, and I have a laptop, and two of the TVs work half the time with Xfinity, and but my laptop that I bought is still sitting there brand new. Yeah, it's. I think I'm feeding off of one of my neighbors in my condo's Wi-Fi or something.
Well, that certainly is possible. One of the things we see happen quite often, especially when you have Xfinity or Comcast for your provider, Comcast does provide a secure network for your home. If you're using their modem, they also provide a hotspot. And the hotspots sometimes are secure and sometimes they're not secure. And by secure, what we're talking about is requiring a network password, where you need to connect to it with a network password. Well, whether it is the secure type or the unsecure type, if you connect to an Xfinity network or a Comcast network or a cable Wi-Fi network, in different places you'll see them named differently. But if you connect to one of those networks, you're not actually connected to the network. You actually have to connect to that. And then on top of that, you have to actually, you know, and this is really designed to do on a phone or on a computer, you actually have to log in with your Comcast username and password. Now, one of the things we see happen sometimes is that some customers will connect to that network but not type in their Comcast username and password. Some customers don't even know whether they have a Comcast username and password, and in some cases they don't have a Comcast username and password. And so So you're connected to this network, but you can't get anywhere. And
yeah, I'm paying a lot of money a month for nothing.
Yeah. So one of the things when you look through in it, and I'm going to, for those that are watching on the live stream, and if you're not, you can actually go over there later and you can see this. In the lower right-hand corner of your computer, depending on your operating system, you're going to have a symbol that it will indicate that it'll indicate the internet connection. And in Windows 10, the newer versions of Windows 10, it's actually a symbol of a world. And it'll be in the lower right near the clock, or there's an arrow that you can click that'll expand the icons that are displayed. If you're connected, you'll see a Wi-Fi symbol, which in Windows 10 has a dot and three waves going out of away from the dot. And you can actually click on that. If we click on that right now, what we'll see is various networks in our area. And what I'm talking about here, there's an Xfinity Wi-Fi. And you see there's no lock there, which means it's not secure. There's also another one that's labeled Xfinity that has a lock. So that one is secure, but both of these require you to actually, if you click on those and you click connect, you'll have to actually type in a username and password to get anywhere. What we see is that some people connect to their network, and then they also connect to this Xfinity, and sometimes their computer connects to the Xfinity, and they can't actually go anywhere because they haven't logged in. So we can definitely help you with that. And Bob, we can help you with whatever issue you have.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back for the final segment of today's show. And I know we had a caller that called in earlier that we didn't get on the line. He said he would call back. So if you're out there and that's you, or maybe you're someone else and haven't called yet, you can definitely give us a call, and we'll get you on the air. But you know, you only have a few minutes, so get on the horn. 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we can actually get you on the radio and answer your question. One thing, and again, you can type your questions into the comment section of the live video also. I am monitoring those, and as we have questions or if we have questions, we'll go over those there. So as we were talking about, you know, some of these devices, we're talking about there in the last segment, in this previous segment, the first segment, about the Ring cameras. Well, you know, they had this default password of password. And the issue was people weren't changing the password. And Ring has since required people to change their password because, the people didn't change the password. And then, hackers hacked into the camera. And then they sued Ring because they didn't change their password. But you have to realize, you might be able to sue, and in our litigious society, you might actually win, or you might get a settlement from the company. You know, sometimes it's cheaper for the company to pay a settlement than it is to fight the case. But, it would be even better to actually secure the device ahead of time. And sometimes it's such a simple thing as to create a password. And even creating a secure password would be even better. You know, I can't tell you how many networks, some business networks, that for their wireless password, they use their phone number. Well, how secure is that? Well, if someone knows your phone number and they can figure out that the network is your network, and they're a hacker, I would think that that's one thing they would try. Well, once they're into your network, what can they do? Well, they can do a lot of things. They could install printers. They could print on your printers. They could potentially get into shared resources on your computer. There are vulnerabilities, and you can do things by just, instead of using your phone number, use something else, something different, something that's more tricky, something that other people wouldn't know. You don't have to be maybe as tricky as crazy as some of the default passwords on the newer AT&T modems. They have all kinds of different special characters, and you could do that if you want to, and that certainly would make your network secure. But even if you didn't want to go that extreme, you could still make your password more tricky than your phone number. There are ways that you can do things. We were talking earlier about the smart garage door opener, that by default opens up, will allow Amazon to open up and bring packages in. Well, there is a certain amount of liability if you're getting Amazon packages to your house. There's a certain amount of liability to having those just sitting on your front porch. Someone could steal them. Well, what happens if someone steals them? Well, then you have a claims issue, and maybe you, I'm not sure exactly what would happen, because Amazon would have proof that they delivered it potentially, or UPS may have the proof that they delivered it. I know Amazon, when they deliver something, they actually take a picture of it at your door. So then that's the proof that they dropped it off there. So it might be beneficial. You might want them to be able to come into your garage. But you may not be comfortable with that. And if you're not comfortable with that, you just need to take the extra step to disable that feature. So there are, various things like this that you want to actually make sure that you're doing. And one of the things that a faster PC can do for individuals and for businesses is we can do, this is done more about more for businesses, but we can do it in homes as well, is a security audit, a cybersecurity audit. We can actually come in, we can see what is vulnerable, what isn't vulnerable. We can let you know, we can give you some recommended steps to actually help make the network secure, so that if it's a medical office, your patient files are secure. If it's a business that your clients, maybe it's an attorney's office or another type of business, making sure that your client information is secure is important. In a home, it's important that you make sure that your devices are secure and that you're not opening up yourself to to attack. Because here's the thing, you know, even before the Russia-Ukraine war, even before Russia invaded Ukraine, you actually had Russian hackers. They are the ones that are responsible for most of the attacks. Many of the attacks, the pipeline attack, the attack on the meatpacking plant. These were done by cyber criminals from Russia. Many of the crypto locker infections. And what is that? Well, that's something where your computer, typically a lot of times you're tricked into opening up a file that will then start a process. It doesn't appear to open, but it actually does open, and it starts encrypting data on your computer. Once the data is encrypted on your computer, you get a message that comes up that tells you your data is encrypted and tells you you have so much time to pay them, pay the scammers, the hackers, the criminals, so much money in Bitcoin typically, or they're going to take down your, you know, they're going to, you're not going to have access to any of your files. Well, you know, it's important to secure and to make sure you also have a backup, and that backup is secure from a crypto locker attack. You want to make sure that you are doing what is necessary so that if you have one of these situations, that your data is safe. And you know, these are something, maybe you think, well, this is kind of remote, this wouldn't happen to me. Well, it could happen to you. We've seen it happen to many customers, and we want to help you prevent this from happening to you. Now, we'll be talking more about cybersecurity and how you can protect yourself and ways and steps that you can go to protect yourself. And one of the things we have talked in the last few weeks about the importance of backup. And backup, by the way, is not just important for cybersecurity. It's also important for what if your hard drive dies? You know, even if you have an SSD drive, the drive could die. So this is something that we can actually help to, you know, we do this. We help customers make backups of their computer. And, you know, you want to have that backup in case you have an attack, in case you have a in case you're tricked into opening up an email that starts encrypting your data. Now, I want to switch topics here just a little bit and talk a little bit more, because we were talking a little bit in the last segment about cord cutting. Getting rid of your Comcast internet bill, or getting rid of your AT&T UVerse TV bill. You know, you're not going to get rid of internet. You still need to keep internet, but you can cut the cable part of it, the TV part of it. And when you do so, there are various ways to do that. Some people just say, hey, you know what? There's enough junk out there. I don't need it. I'm just going to get rid of it. Well, you could do that. But a lot of people want to be able to watch certain shows. And in fact, some people like certain sporting events. You know, recently one of my friends was asking me about cord cutting, and was asking me about, and they already had cut the cord, and they had some streaming services, and they weren't 100% happy. They wanted to get a few more, they wanted to get some local programming, and they weren't really paying a lot. You know, they weren't subscribing to like a YouTube TV channel where you can actually get, you know, broadcast television, or a AT&T package. They weren't subscribing to anything like that. So what I suggested is, well, you might want to actually check and see if you can actually get a antenna. You know, so we've talked about the digital antennas, and this person actually has a two-story house, and they were saying, well, where would I put the antenna? You know, we said, well, you know, you'd want to put it outside, and it's best if it's up high, and it's best if you could get it, you know, up like on the second story, that would be great. You know, of course that requires climbing, that requires a ladder, and you know, that can be dangerous. So, But they went ahead and bought this digital antenna. This is an antenna that can move around. It can actually rotate, and it can point in certain directions. And that's one thing that's kind of important with a digital antenna. And so they bought the antenna, and, you know, again, they had this dilemma of how to get it installed, where do I install it? And the antenna package just said, well, try it first in your living room. And they did. And voila, they got over 100 channels right there with the antenna sitting in their living room, shooting through their walls, shooting through whatever, you know, trees are in their way, anything like that. They can get Fox in West Palm. They can get ABC. They can get NBC. They can get CBS, all with the antenna right there in their living room. So, you know, they did say that they're going to eventually move it outside. And when they do move it outside, they'll get even more channels, especially if they're able to get it up high where it could actually rotate. Some of these, we have some customers that are picking up channels out of Miami or picking up channels out of Orlando. It's possible with some of these high-powered antennas and the new digital signals. One thing that's interesting is every station that you get not only one station, but you get about five or six stations. You get an English station, you get a Spanish station, a lot of times they have an oldie station. Sometimes they'll have a kid station. The local TBN, for instance, you know, you get the local channel. You also get you know, there's a teen channel, there's a Spanish channel, there's a kids channel. There's all kinds of different features out there that you can get. And this is all for free. You just buy the antenna and you put it up. And in this case, my friend just put this right in their living room. And they said, you know, it looks a little bit weird, but it's there and it works. And again, you know, at some point they'll get it outside. And, you know, depending on where they place it, they may be able to rotate it to the north or northwest to get some of those Orlando stations or some stations in some other areas. But, you know, for now, I think they're probably pointing down south toward the West Palm area and further south of that than that. So, you know, this is just one way that you can help cut the cord.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Should Christians Fast and Pray During Lent? Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting, something, and spending extra time praying and